Welcome to the Living a Nordic Life podcast, where we explore a simpler, cozier, and more intentional life the Nordic way. I'm Fiona McKenna, your Nordic living guide and founder of Living a Nordic Life, where I share all things Nordic living and show you that a Nordic life is the way to bring intentional calm and healthy habits into your own life, wherever you are in the world. Are you looking for ways to bring simplicity, coziness, and calm into your life? Well, let me show you how. Visit the Living a Nordic Life website to explore how I can help you on your journey to simple, healthy, and happy calm, the Nordic way. You can subscribe to the podcast right here. And if you want regular inspirational emails sent with love from Norway and straight to your inbox, don't forget to subscribe to the Living a Nordic Life newsletters. And so now let's dive into our episode. Hello and welcome to this episode. And today I want to talk to you about something slightly mysterious. Hyttelivet. More than just a trip to the cabin. Now, I touched on this a little bit in a previous podcast when I talked about Easter and people going to the cabin. And hyttelivet is the cabin life, really. And it's something that is so important to people in Norway. We just passed Easter, and the Easter break time is when many Norwegians head to their hytta, their cabins, for the week. It's a chance for lots of people to disconnect from technology and to recharge their lives a little bit, especially after the winter when we've maybe spent a bit more time indoors than we would want to. About 40% of people in Norway have access to a cabin. It might be that it's a cabin that they own themselves, or it might be a cabin that is owned by the family, the extended family. But lots of those have been passed down through families, through the generations. There are whole areas that are only for cabins, with roads that are accessible for cabin owners and those looking for the friluftsliv. And in order to get into some of these cabin areas, they are usually gravel roads. They're not terribly accessible in the winter, I have to say, but in the summer, the spring and the autumn, they are, but they often have a barrier over them. And the barrier either requires a key or a code, which the cabin owners within this particular area will have. Or if it's a road that is access to various places where you can do outdoor activities, or you can go hiking, or it's a mountain, then you might have to pay to get through the barrier. And that's quite normal here. But like I said, lots of cabins tend to be in fairly remote areas because so many people want to be with the peace and quiet of nature and with no light pollution and no noise to intrude on their cabin. And cabins here are, there are some very expensive cabins, obviously, that cost considerably more than the average house price. But a lot of them tend to be fairly traditional and they are wooden. They blend in beautifully with the environment, but they're quite often without a lot of amenities. So they might not have a flushing toilet. They might have an outside composting toilet. They might not have electricity, or they maybe don't have as much electricity as you would expect. You know, there's not a plug in every room on every corner. And some of them don't have running water either. So you have to go to a tap or you have to collect water. It's very much going back to basics. And people want that as well. They want to go back to basics. They want to be reminded of the old days, that little bit of nostalgia that is so good for us mentally. But the idea of cabin life goes way beyond simply spending time at your cabin or renting one. It's a total way of life. It's the style of the decor, the activities you enjoy, the food you eat. It even goes as far as the friends you spend time with at the cabin. Hyttevenner. Cabin friends. Norwegians love to compartmentalise, and especially when it comes to friendships, and this includes spending time with groups or friends who enjoy particular activities. So cabin friends are those you only mix with at the cabin. Even if they lived in your town, you wouldn't invite them over. You mix with them when you're there at the cabin. and it's all compartmentalized and very organized. And it brings a certain amount of security, actually, and comfort, and removes the level of anxiety of, do I need to invite that person? No, you don't. You only invite them for that particular activity in that particular place at that time. But the idea of owning a hütte, a cabin, might not be one that's accessible to lots of people, or not something that you would want to take the responsibility for. Because let's face it, you know, it's not something that you would take lightly, is it? You know, it does take responsibility. You can't just go there once a year. You do have to go and maintain it, and you have to look after it, and you have to be there. So, yeah, there's that as well. But you don't need to own a cabin or even take a cabin trip to bring some hütte living into your world, into your life, wherever you are. So how can we enjoy a little bit of that wherever we are? How can we enjoy a hütte tour, a cabin trip, like we're Norwegian? Well, for a start, we can dedicate time to spend without technology. And this is very important at lots of cabins. Lots of them do not have Wi-Fi because they're quite remote and they don't have mobile data, and some of them don't have any telephone reception at all. A lot of them will probably not have electricity, and most cabins will probably not have a TV, simply because they want to get away from that. So to do that yourself, you can disconnect from your phone, the TV and the internet, and maybe just pretend for a day or two that you're at the cabin, enjoying time when you really can't get the internet because it's not there. Takes a little bit of self-control, that, doesn't it? But you can do it. You might rediscover some hobbies or even explore some new ones that you never seem to have the time for, with the constant pressure of answering messages and emails, because we are drawn to it, aren't we? As soon as the phone beeps or the computer beeps and an email comes or a message comes, we have to look at it and we have to reply to it. Well, here's a newsflash, you don't. You are allowed to put it down and do it later. Or in a day if you want, unless it's absolutely urgent, you know, it's life or death. And it most probably is not. So if you've got time off, put your phone down. Create those boundaries. That balance between work life and personal life, which people in the Nordics are so good at. You could decorate with some hütte decor. And there's definitely a Nordic cabin aesthetic. I've certainly got it here. Not in every room in the house, but maybe a little bit more perhaps in the kitchen and in our hallway. It's we definitely lean towards that Nordic cabin aesthetic. And hütte decor tends to be either rustic or Scandinavian simple lines, or maybe a little bit of both. If you want to go for the rustic look, go for some wood, hand-painted items like rosemarling, and plenty of vintage copper, brass and pewter. If you're more into the modern side of things, you need to look for simple lines and muted colours. We don't normally go for bright, you know, fuchsia pink and bright red and a lot of that, especially when it comes to the cabin. Think very natural colours. Natural wood colours and things that are slightly greyed and muted. And then you're getting towards more of a cabin aesthetic. You don't need to redecorate your entire home. You could just have a bit of fun with a few items that remind you of an alternative way of living. Eat simply. Cabins often do not have modern facilities. And maybe as well you're there at the cabin wanting to enjoy some time that does not include spending time in the kitchen. For me it would, because I just love cooking and I'm an ex-chef, so I'm going to always gravitate towards that as my means to decompress a little bit and enjoy myself. But if that's not you, well then, this is perfect, isn't it? It might mean adapting your meals to cook on a simple burner or in just two pans like we would at the cabin. Get creative and simplify things. This gives you an opportunity to have some fun and try and cook with just a few ingredients. Maybe even going for items that don't need to be refrigerated. And if you look for really traditional dishes, you'll find that lots of them have maybe no more than 5 ingredients. We don't need 40 ingredients or 50 ingredients to make something delicious. you need some very simple, good quality ingredients and some traditional recipes. And it's also a good time to indulge in a few treats, like some Nordic baking or a few of your favourite sweet treats. And if you go onto my blog, you'll find lots of inspiration for things like that and things that you can make ahead that you don't have to make there and then. Perfect for a cabin trip. Do some outdoor activities. And the whole point of a cabin trip is to be closer to nature and do the things that you love. This could be the time you take to enjoy hiking, skiing, breathing in some fresh air and making the most of perhaps the first spring picnics the year has to offer. We don't have to have beautiful sunny summer weather to be enjoying a picnic. We can enjoy it whenever we want, maybe even do a little bit of grilling outside. So I hope I've given you some ideas to bring the cabin life into your own life wherever you are in the world. And around about this time of year, we're all beginning to enjoy it here in the Nordics. And I will talk to you soon. Bye. If you've enjoyed this episode, please subscribe to the Living a Nordic Life newsletters so you can get an email when I release a new episode. It's a quick and easy way to keep up with all things Nordic living. Please visit livinganordiclife.com. You can listen to Living a Nordic Life on lots of podcast apps, including Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and plenty of others. If you've enjoyed the Living a Nordic Life podcast, why not leave me a rating? So that's the end of Living a Nordic Life for today, and I look forward to seeing you next time.